And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome, everyone, and like I always say, she's not lying. I am Kel Palguda, mayor of Prescott Valley, and today we're going to be talking about some things that I hear about every single day, I probably should say. They talk about our roads. People always have a question, what's going on with this certain project, or what's happening in front of my house, or what about this pothole? Things like that, that sometimes I don't always have the answer for, but I certainly try to find it. So we have the man that has all the answers, Norm Davis from Public Works. He's the director for the town of Prescott Valley, and he will help us out here in studio. And we're also going to be hearing from Hope Hooper. We heard from her last month, and she had a plethora of information for us from Parks and Rec, and we're going to bring her back for some more information. So if you folks would just stay with me, we're going to take a short break. And you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Finley Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Backed by popular demand.
The program where everyone qualifies.
No forms to fill out. No additional anything.
You keep your rebates. You keep your low finance rates.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of June, and Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
Done. 4Runner, Camry, Corolla,
Tundra, RAV4, Tacoma.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Or browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
But hurry, this is a limited time offer through June 29th.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dock fees.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking roads, potholes, different projects, everything that has to do with cars in Prescott Valley. And with us is the Public Works Director for Prescott Valley, Norm Davis. Welcome, Norm.
Yeah, good to be here today.
So, Norm, can you just start off by just talking a little bit about yourself and what puts you in this position here at the town?
Well, what puts my position as a Public Works Director, I have direct charge, so to speak, of lots of staff that we take care of the roadways and drainage in Prescott Valley, which is pretty visible because it's the roads you drive on every day. A lot of the funding sources, roadway maintenance, costs a significant amount of money to not only build it new, but to maintain it.
So absolutely.
We're out there a lot doing lots of projects.
And I say it a lot to the people in the community that you have a lot of pressure on your shoulders because everyone judges a town by their roads. I mean, they're obviously what we see, what we drive around on. But a lot goes into it. It's not just driving around filling potholes. There's more behind the scenes.
Well, there is. Part of it is, filling potholes is probably the basic frontline thing we do. But, part of it's having a long-term maintenance plan that you have a good funding source so that you can maintain that service level. In addition to constructing new roadways, there is a lot of science to them that you do build them, not only economically, but with quality. So they last for a long time.
And I think that's key because we're going to get to the bigger projects, but let's talk about the roads that we maintain every year. We don't fix every road every year, correct?
Well, we maintain the potholes, so to speak, the
yes.
safety issues. And they crop up, and we go fix them. But, yes, we do have a maintenance program in place now in Prescott Valley on our website that we've, with the maintenance tax we put into place in 2016, we spend $2 million a year on maintenance only. And that's on a rotation because we want to get back to a five-year chip seal program.
Gotcha.
So we're in year four, but that's all online. But, yes, we block out roads and make sure that we always I always use the analogy similar to painting your house. Routinely, to maintain that investment, you've got to maintain your streets with a chip seal.
Sure. So you talk about getting back on our schedule. There was a time where we dipped away from our schedule we would have liked to have been on because of the recession, correct?
Correct. The big bad recession from 07 to 12, revenues weren't there. Our
right.
roads started to suffer. The revenues weren't there. And so, thusly, you didn't have the money to spend and invest in your pavements. So we've have a current program in Euro 4 or 5 in order to raise that, what I call the service level, lot better service level standard, not as many potholes of frequency, roads are smoother,
so
frequency.
We're getting caught up back to where we want it to be, so then hopefully from here on out we'll be able to maintain that shorter turnaround on roads.
Good roadway maintenance is to put that surface course, that chip seal on every 5 years, and we got on a 10-year program.
Gotcha.
So now we're getting back to that 5-year program.
So you mentioned that online at the Town of Prescott Valley's website, you can actually pull up a map of the entire town of Prescott Valley, and it'll break down what sections of town are going to get worked on, correct?
We do. So we like to keep that updated, and it is color-coded. I'm kind of proud of it. It shows you when your road was last chip sealed, which gives you an indication on when it was done last and within a five-year cycle, when it's coming up next. And I think it reads well for people. We don't get a lot of questions. They know what to anticipate.
No, and I think
it's not willy-nilly or, flip a coin. It's really a very methodical approach to making sure we hit the roads on a common rotation.
And there's a little bit of a process. It's almost like a two-season process, right? First, one portion of the road will get kind of prepped for the following season. Is that correct? Can you talk a little bit about
that? We do call that pre-chip maintenance. It's heavy maintenance. Roads do deteriorate over time. So you've talked about the localized potholes. We'll fill those in. Some of the utilities settle over time. Or actually, the edges break off with some of the heavy garbage trucks and
right.
traffic on the edges. We go through and we restore that historic pavement width. So we call it heavy maintenance, but there's significant investment there before we put that final icing on with a chip seal. And that's done the season before in the summertime.
Gotcha.
And then the following summer, we do a chip seal. So it's really a two-year process, getting prepped and then putting that final icing on with a chip seal.
Because some people aren't really familiar with that because they'll come to me and they'll say, hey, it looks like they started my road to fix it, but nothing happened. And they just left it kind of, half done. So it's good to let them know, hey, just so you know, there's almost a two-stage process. So,
and that's part of the economics of getting in and getting some efficiencies with the large equipment. So when we're going to do our roads every 5 years, we do about 40 miles of road each season, whether it's pre-chip maintenance or the final chip seal. So, yes, we do have a time period, and it's best done in the summer months.
Gotcha.
So we do leave it over the winter months and take advantage of those summer months for best performance of the materials we use.
And we talk about roads, and sometimes people take it for granted on how much roads we actually have, how much centerline roads are in Prescott Valley.
We have 260 miles of roads in Prescott Valley.
So if we were to put that into perspective, I believe it's about from here to Casa Grande?
Probably. Tucson, right?
Casa Grande or Tucson. That's a long amount of road to be able to maintain. So people have to understand that there's more to it than just the road that in front of their house.
And we do have some bigger trip generation. Obviously, Gloucester Hill Road, Robert Road, Navajo, some of those roads with higher vehicle numbers and trucks, they too do take a little more maintenance. But we want to make sure we don't forget about even the small local neighborhood streets in addition to cul-de-sacs. Every bit as important as part of that maintenance cycle.
No, absolutely. And some of the things we talk about are with roads, not just road maintenance, but you being in charge of parks or in charge of public works, you're also responsible for snow removal.
We are.
Everything road related.
So we do have a couple seasons that hit us pretty hard. Obviously, we have the monsoon season coming up this July, August. That can really inundate our roads and drainage that we have to basically clean up after the significant storms. But
sure.
Yes, we do get snow in Prescott Valley. I think we found that out this past February.
I believe that two footer
we got that we hadn't seen in many, many years. But that's what public works crews do, is we do have snow plow equipment. And our goal is to restore that service as quick as we can and get it pushed off the roads.
And that was, I mean, people have to understand that we were trying to clear snow on the 260 centerline miles. As fast as that snow was coming down, your guys were out there on 12-hour shifts, 24 hours, not stopping, just plowing away.
And we had a five-day process, so we didn't get to some of the local cul-de-sacs until day five. That was because we took the major arterials. But I remember well, day one, we had trouble keeping Glassford clear. We just ran two large trucks up and down the road all day long, and it took us a full day just to keep that clear. So that was an indication how big that storm was. We're not used to seeing that here locally.
No, absolutely. That is something probably of the ages that we probably might not ever see again, but it was something that we just did what we could just to, you know, keep our head above water just to clear those roads. So, and a lot of people that I spoke to who were either from the Midwest or back east, said, you know what? Those guys and gals out there did a great job. They did what they could with the amount of snow that was falling. So your unit definitely needs to be commended for that. As we talk about things, we're talking about the snow and we're talking about the roads. People talk about sidewalks, and they always want to know why we don't have sidewalks, or maybe there's sidewalks in certain areas. Can we just kind of touch a little bit on why that is, or what we have, the direction we have gone as a town for that?
Well, I think you always need a funding source for any infrastructure. So that's important. Not only you have to have the capital to build it new, but you've got to be able to maintain it. I do qualify my position. Some of your major arterial roadways, sidewalks adjacent to city transportation corridors makes good sense. But
sure,
a low-volume residential street, think about it. Is it okay to walk in the street on the edge? There's not a lot of cars. So why would you want to maintain a sidewalk when a lot of your low-volume residential streets are just fine without sidewalks? So there's that sweet spot of when do you not need sidewalks to where they make sense on some of your major corridors.
Gotcha. And that is a fine line, because you talk about the funding, and sometimes if we're drawing the money there to put a sidewalk on a street that doesn't have much foot traffic, you got to weigh the pros and cons of something like that. So that's important. I think that's something that we need to understand.
And I think you notice in Prescott Valley, in the core of the town, there wasn't a lot of sidewalks. We have an active program with federal grants to build sidewalks around the schools. Currently, we have a sidewalk going in with a grant on Civic Drive, connecting some of the apartments to the town government center. That's under construction right now. So incrementally, we've added quite a bit of sidewalk over the years around the schools.
And yeah,
I remember the Glassford Longlook intersection we widened out here 3 years ago. We put significant sidewalk around at that intersection, actually connected to Bob Edwards Park with another grant. So all infrastructure is built over time. And, as we continue to grow and get more trip generation, I think still you need to see, people on the sidewalks using them too.
No, absolutely. And you touched on the one project that we're going to get to, but it's basically right in front of the Prescott Valley Town Hall and the police station right there.
Correct. So we're building out some of the infrastructure in our high, what I call them, trip generation areas. You know, apartments have lots of trip generation, and those residents there can get to the library or the government center easier with non-vehicular travel, as we would call it.
Absolutely, and that's certainly important. And if anyone's out and about, you drive by there, you see the guys and gals working diligently for the past few weeks. What's the time process on that? When do you expect that project to be done?
Actually, within the next month. They're actually going to start paving, I understand, this week.
Great.
And they've got the sidewalk in on the one side. So keep in mind, we've only had enough grant funding to put it on the north side. So
sure,
the adjacent undeveloped ground, I'd argue there's really no need for sidewalk when there's no building there or trip generation of pedestrian traffic.
Absolutely. And one of the things we talk about, and you mentioned on Longlook and Glassford, and how the sidewalks go to Bob Edwards Park, and that's huge because we have a couple schools right there, and those sidewalks also lead south on Glassford, and basically you can make it to the library, you can make it to the Civic Center, all safely on a sidewalk. Right,
for the students. You know, and I always like to point out, you know, growth pays for growth in Prescott Valley, and a good indication was the new Dunkin' Donuts and Mod Pizza that's being built at Pavway and Glassford. You can see that development was responsible for building that sidewalk. That's not public dollars. That's part of their development criteria when they get rezoned, that they do what we call off-site improvements. They have to add that curb gutter and sidewalk at their cost. And that's just part of having a public commercial building as part of the development criteria.
No, absolutely. And I use that same phrase often with that, and I got it from you, that growth pays for growth. So we talk about people are worried about us closing a door and not letting anyone else move into our town, but yet we still want our services to be at a certain level or things added. But we have to understand that those people moving in are also helping provide infrastructure that is necessary.
Well, and that's been a watchword the whole time I've been in Prescott Valley. Was we are a growing community, but I think it's important to note if you live here, you don't pay for that particular infrastructure growth. That's what the development community does.
Sure.
And be honest with you, you buy a new house, you pay for that infrastructure cost into the cost of your house. So that's what we can tell people, long-term resident of Prescott Valley, growth does pay for growth. Because I get that question a lot. Are you keeping up? I'm seeing the congestion. We'll talk about our capital projects. We do keep ahead of that growth curve, so to speak, to keep mobility acceptable in Prescott Valley.
No, and that's important. And people have to understand that there's different stages or areas of Prescott Valley. And we have our Granvilles and Pronghorns and Viewpoints where the sidewalks are built in to the purchase of that house. When a developer builds that area, the town of Prescott Valley wasn't responsible for that.
We take it over maintenance when it's built, but they pay the upfront capital cost. And that's significant. You can look at the value when you buy one of those homes.
Sure.
That infrastructure is, has quite a value.
No, that's huge. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break soon, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about those major capital projects and what people are seeing out on the streets, and we're going to go from there. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Out and celebrate over 35 years of Sawyer Brown.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown, live in concert. Saturday, June 22nd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel Stargazer Pavilion.
The race is on and here comes pride in the back.
With special guests, Shenandoah and Rick Trevino. Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Gift Shop and CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still here with Norm Davis, Public Works Director for the town of Prescott Valley, and we're talking everything roads, potholes, sidewalks, anything you can think of. And if you're driving around, you're probably seeing quite a bit of action going on over there at Sunset, or basically the west end of Florentine. Some road construction, there's been some detours. Norm, can you tell us a little bit about what that project's all about?
Yeah, the Sunset Lane project has been a very good project partnership with Yavapai County. We actually partnered 50-50 on the funding for that project. There's some regional road money that county Right. was willing to. And keep in mind, there is a little county island in there of non-incorporated town of Prescott Valley.
Absolutely.
But that's a significant improvement. We're seeing, you know, as an east-west connection between Prescott East Highway and Glassford, lots of traffic in that area, and actually some pedestrian traffic we
Sure.
started to see. You talked about sidewalks. So real nice capital project to, you know, add a middle turn lane for better mobility there and safety,
Yes.
in addition to be curb gutter and sidewalk on each side of Sunset Lane when we're done.
And so that's huge. We're actually going to have sidewalks on both sides of Sunset, along with a center turn lane. And for those of you that don't know, the county island that Norm speaks of is the road's basically the west side of Starlight Drive west to Prescott East Highway is mainly, that's all county. So being able to partner with them is huge to be able to kind of split the costs and both communities benefit.
Right, absolutely. And probably part of what residents have been seeing out there is there's quite a bit of underground utility work that's gone on actually for the last year.
Sure.
You know, you're looking at about a 2 to 2.5 year project out there.
Right.
We've been working 9 months already, and we haven't even really gotten started on the roadway significantly yet. Keep in mind, any major corridor on there, everything you enjoy every day with your gas service, your APS service, all that's underground.
Yes.
And actually, significant corridors like that are the big, what we would call distribution mains. There's large service there and utility. In addition, we'll start seeing the storm drain start to be delivered here in the next coming months. So likewise,
gotcha.
You'll see large storm drain pipes that run that storm water through the street and into the open channels.
So when you say it's a two-year project, that's a pretty large project for Prescott Valley, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you spend 2 years. And that's really about as fast as we can do it, because if you look concurrently, there's been a couple utility companies working concurrently. So one
Right.
starts at one end, and they got to provide that connectivity, and the other starts at the other end. So currently we even have the gas company finishing up some of their work.
Great.
And we're seeing some of the utility work being the proposed sewer and water relocations required that are going in right now before
Sure.
you even start the, as we talked about, the lane widening and sidewalk.
Absolutely, because that is it's starting to be, or it has for some time been a major artery through town running east and west, Florentine, extending into Sunset, hitting to Prescott East, and whether you go to the highway or you go back north through Granville, it is definitely a well-traveled road, and this is certainly going to be a huge improvement.
Well, that's part of the traffic counts that we do routinely. We can see that growth and make sure we accommodate for that growth, that we stay ahead of that congestion.
Absolutely.
And provide those widenings. And you always want to point out, too, there's detours in place. A nice thing about
Yes.
Prescott Valley, there are alternate routes. We work hard to say if you don't have to drive through the construction, don't frustrate yourself. For the safety of the workers and having to slow down in the dirt, We have good detour routes in place, and plan to use them. It puts you out of your way, but I think ultimately you'll find it's a quicker trip when you use the detour than trying to drive through the construction.
Of course. So we're talking about that area. That is a major detour. And there's also another detoured area going on right now over at Viewpoint and Spouse.
Similarly,
talk about that.
Viewpoint and Spouse is a very big project that we are improving that intersection, because ultimately we're going to connect the viewpoint from the town government center all the way out to the interchange at 89A. We've got plans done now, and next spring this time we plan on building the first two lanes to connect across the open field, so to speak, between
Sure.
Manly and Roundup. But right now we've got a significant improvement at the Spouse Viewpoint intersection to increase safety there and underground storm drain, and very large project for that intersection.
And that's huge for our listeners out there. If you think about it, it's going to go from Viewpoint Drive, connects right by the library, and goes north across Long Look, up to spouse.
Up to spouse.
Spouse to Manly. And then what Norm's talking about is then we're going to go even further north, all the way up to Roundup, I believe.
To Roundup.
So I remember back in the day, that viewpoint used to be called El Camino.
El Camino Real, yeah.
El Camino Real, and then we changed it to Viewpoint Drive, and which is going to be a huge asset or a huge improvement to our town because it gives us another north-south artery in Prescott Valley, other than Robert Road or Glassford.
Or Glassford, and that's what's very important. And if we talk about planning a little bit, the planning's been in place for a long time. Actually, the right-of-way we obtained in 2001. You know, 18 years ago, we said, well, if we continue to grow, what that pace can be, the funding's in place now, but we've had the right-of-way this long. So always planning for future roadway connectivity, so we don't have to buy houses. So it's all part of the planning we do, too.
And people, sometimes they take that for granted, too. They just think, oh, the town of Prescott Valley just decided to, you know, widen, you know, Viewpoint Drive last year. No, this is something going on for, you know.
Part of our general plan, long-term plans, when we tell people you start spending, you know, $7 million in infrastructure, is it really needed? Absolutely. That's where the transportation engineering comes into place. So when we put that improvement in place, it was a right-timed.
Sure.
At the right time, especially for the expenditure.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is definitely a huge project. What time frame are we looking at for that?
Actually, we're about half done with that particular project. We expect to be done in September. And then right on the heels of that, next spring at this time, we talked about the two lanes of Viewpoint. We want to provide that connectivity across the field.
Great.
And if people look out there now, we've actually started moving some dirt out there from this current project in order to start building the roadway grade for the ultimate asphalt lanes that will be put in the park.
And that'll be huge. And the good part is that won't even have any detours because it'll be just basically virgin land out there.
Correct. But all part of the mobility, we're seeing increased traffic on Glassford Hill Road. And the motoring public will have the option of using Robert Road, Viewpoint, and or Glassford Hill Road for their north-south particular trip that they want to do.
So,
and what it does, too, is it connects the communities of Viewpoint and Pronghorn more directly to the town government center. So you don't have to use Robert and or Glassford. So anytime we can put more direct route in place, that diverts some of the traffic, so to speak, that uses Glassford now. So it gives you better mobility on Glassford. Anytime you put in more lanes, it helps the whole network.
No, that is just huge. It's going to be a great project when that's completed, too. I often hear people complain or have issues with Highway 69. So can you talk a little bit about what the relationship is between Town of Prescott Valley maintaining Highway 69 and or not maintaining Highway 69?
Well, that is an Arizona Department of Transportation highway, and the way we get our funding is that's theirs to maintain and their funding. So as I point out, we're real fortunate locally. We have a maintenance tax put into place in Prescott Valley.
Yes.
And we're able to put more investment into our roadways. And I think the people at Prescott Valley are pleased with that. They say, well, that's
absolutely
the revenue we generate, and it is going to roadways. The state doesn't have that particular same revenue source. And that's why I think you can see, I think the service level of their highways is not as good as Prescott Valley's.
No, absolutely. You can definitely tell there's some rough patches, to say the least, on Highway 69, that we could always love to be a little bit smoother. And I think one of the things we talk about that's kind of we take for granted, too, is Chino Valley just recently went to the voters to try to pass something to maybe fix their roads or help their roads out a little bit. So that's definitely the revenue source is something to think about.
Yeah, and it didn't pass out in Chino Valley. So in Prescott Valley, in my position, I'm really proud to say that we've got a revenue source, and my job with the staff I had the pleasure of leading is we want to deliver that enhanced revenue with better service levels for our roadways, and we're doing that.
No, absolutely. And another project that we're going to be talking about is going to be going to council soon. We're going to talk about it in work study up by Roberts Market off 89A. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we did an engineered study through the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization here and looked at 89A. What can we do to continue and improve the roadway to better mobility? Well, in the afternoon commute at Viewpoint Interchange, it starts to back up on the highway. So we're going to actually add another lane on Viewpoint north of 89A. So it'll be a second lane there. And we're partnering once again with Yavapai County with some of their regional road money in order to bring that improvement. Because I think if you look that there's not only is a Pronghorn Viewpoint residence, but you get some of the unincorporated residents out in Pronghorn and Poquito Valley.
Poquito Valley, Antelope Meadows, they're all going to benefit from that.
So it's an effort to use your local roadway tax money to put those improvements in place, and everybody gets to benefit. So that'll help that congestion in that afternoon commuter hour that backs up.
And because there actually is, for those of you that live out that way, you know what we're talking about, because come between 4 o'clock and maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, you see that line of cars slowly start to build westbound onto 89A.
And that's a good point. As you see, we build typically for connectivity first, and then capacity, meaning you add the lane, but then you add capacity on the sides. Well, you can see that's worked fine for the last 20, 25 years, but now it's getting to be time. There's enough traffic now that's starting a little congestion. So I think it's timely. And then when you see your tax revenue spent on a roadway, you say, well, that makes sense because it is needed at this time and not really earlier.
Right. No, that is great. And I'm glad to hear that. Just we're wrapping up real quick. Can you just let people know how they could reach out if they had a question, or if there was a major, you know, crater in front of their house that has developed overnight?
We do encourage you to call us, and actually we're a little old school. We actually pick up the telephone and we want to hear what you can send it online, but we call a request for service system. We do want to hear from you, because what we do is we work up a work order. We'll send you a letter and say, whether it's a pothole or your ditch needs to be maintained in the town, we want to hear from you. And you're our customers, and we put you on a work order list, and depending on the time of year, we're able to put you on a priority list and get it addressed. And we do welcome a resident's comments. That's what works best for us.
Especially with monsoons coming, might be washing away some spots, some water might get into some areas of the road, and there might be things that just are unforeseeable that we should notify the town.
Right, and call us up and say you'd like to get in touch with Public Works, 759-3070, and we have people that will take your call and your, as we call it, request for service, whatever that road maintenance item is, and we'll get it on the priority list to get it addressed.
Norm, I want to appreciate and thank you for coming in. Hopefully you're going to come back and talk more about roads. When we come back, we'll have Hope Hooper with Parks and Rec. We're going to take a break right now, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Prescott Frontier Rotary puts on Prescott's biggest garden party. It's the 14th annual Grapes for Grades auction and wine tasting to benefit the PUSD 21st Century Summer Program. And the garden is Waters Garden Center. Some of the proceeds from this event will provide funding for this great summer program that builds a strong foundation in all academic basics and enrichment classes in science and computers. The date for this year's garden party is Sunday, June 30th from 5 till 8, and tickets are $50 each. As is traditional with this event, 12 different wines will be available for tasting, as well as local beers from Prescott Brewing. Music will be provided by Anton and Drew, and hors d'oeuvres and sweets will be prepared by El Gato Azul. Tickets are available at Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott, as well as Prescott True Value, Waters Garden Center, and PrescottFrontierRotary.com. Hey folks, if you miss it, don't whine, get it. To me, good enough just isn't.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police arrest a man in a violent incident at Sky Harbor Airport this afternoon.
Police say a man attacked and injured two TSA officers at Terminal 4 after he tried to rush through a security checkpoint. But TSA officers managed to take the man down and Phoenix police arrested him. It's unknown how badly hurt the attacked TSA personnel are. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Phoenix police say it appears a left-turn violation led to a deadly chain reaction crash that killed two pedestrians last night. Sergeant Vince Lewis says a Toyota Camry made a left turn in front of a Mercedes, and the two collided. The Mercedes then jumped the sidewalk, hitting two pedestrians. Both were pronounced dead at the hospital. Lewis's advice to avoid a similar tragedy?
Use proper caution when you're approaching any type of disturbance in the roadway, whether that be police directing traffic or an obvious collision in the roadway. We as drivers must be cognizant of those things that can change before our very eyes.
Lewis says two people in the Mercedes were also hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Sunny and dry days, clear, mild overnights this weekend into your KQ&A weather weekend, cooling after bedtime to about 54, highs tomorrow through Friday in the breezy low to mid-80s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear overnight skies, a late night low near 58, then up to the sunny and dry mid to upper 90s Wednesday and into and through the weekend. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Another tie for Father's Day, or maybe some cologne. All you really wanted was to be in a hammock in your shady backyard. I'm Ken at Waters Garden Center. Come get the beautiful trees you've always wanted during our 4th of July tree sale. Trees are specially priced, ready to grow. Buy three or more and get our guaranteed plant service half price. It's hot out there, so we'll do the hard work for you and make your backyard as comfortable as your living room. Safe, natural, organic. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. As I promised, we have some people here from Parks and Rec. We have Hope and we have Marissa. And we're going to talk about what events we have coming up in the town of Prescott Valley, as well as some other exciting things. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So start off, Hope, what's coming up for us?
Well, this Friday we have Ralph Breaks the Internet for our Movies Under the Stars. So we'll start on Friday, that's the 21st, at the Civic Center at 7:45 p.m.-ish, the movie will start.
Super exciting.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Chick-fil-A will be there. They're our sponsor.
Okay.
So they'll be there selling sandwiches, too. And then we have Mingus Mountain as our concessionaires again.
Great.
Love having them there. So you can buy your candy, your soda, get a Chick-fil-A sandwich while you're there, while they still have them. So make sure you're there early. So you can
and the cost to get in?
Is free. It's
free to get in. So you can show up, bring a blanket, bring a chair, bring anything you want. Just sit down and enjoy the evening.
Yeah. If you want to bring a pizza with you, bring a pizza. If you want to, you know, grab your giant water bottle, bring that with you.
Super, super fun. So what else? I know we have another movie coming up as well, Not on the Green.
Yes, actually, yeah, we have, on August 1st this year, we have our swimming movie at the pool. So at Mountain Valley Splash, which is, in Mountain Valley Park, if you're not familiar. And that one will start, same as we do for the regular movies, around 7:45 p.m. The gates for the pool will open at 6:30 that night. Again, that's August 1st. It's a Thursday. We do charge the same admission that we normally do to get into the pool. So for youth and seniors, it'll be, $3.50 to get in. For adults, it's $4.50, and we're showing The Little Mermaid that night.
So. How great is The Little Mermaid?
It's the 30th anniversary, too, so we could not show it.
Let me tell you, once my wife hears about The Little Mermaid being played, like she watches that probably, I'm not joking, at least twice a month.
It's a good movie.
And my twins love it, and they'll sing along, and they think it's amazing. And my daughter, the twins turned 4 years old this Saturday, and the theme is sharks and mermaids, so...
How Daddy, perfect.
That's what
How
it's all
perfect.
About. So, and one of the greater things that we have coming up, of course, is 4th of July.
Yes.
And with 4th of July, we all think about fireworks.
Yeah.
Right? So fireworks is important. We're going to be having those. Town Prescott Valley, we have an amazing show in store.
We have the best show in
Hands
Northern
down.
Arizona.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
So let's talk about that.
So we hold our event at Mountain Valley Park. And the whole park is set aside for this event. So when you go to the food vendor or go to the beer truck, you can actually walk around with your beer throughout most of the park. We do close off part of it for safety because of the fireworks. We want to make sure that the areas that where those fireworks will fall when they're done is safe and free from people. But other than that, the park is open. You can grab a beer from the beer truck. You can buy some food. You can stop by Dippin' Dots and Hero Party Rentals will be there. You can buy for the kids a wristband for $19.95, and that gets you play all day. They'll bring some of their water games, the climbing wall, inflatables, all kinds of good stuff. So stop by for Hero Party Rentals, and then we have live music. And
mainly people would be setting up probably on the golf or on the soccer field, which is artificial turf, as well as the t-ball fields, which is also artificial turf. So that's a great time. What you can't bring, though, there's some things that you're not allowed to bring out there, correct?
That's very true. The first thing is, and we know everybody in Prescott Valley loves their pets, so with that in mind, please leave your dog at home, because with the fireworks, we don't want dogs to get off their leash, get scared, run away, and have to look for your dog. So for your dog's sake and for your sake and other guests, leave the dogs at home. Probably cats, too, if you walk your cat around on a leash.
If you have a cat, don't bring your cat out.
Don't bring your cat.
Park for the fireworks.
If you want to have some adult beverages that day, don't bring your own. We have a beer truck there, so we will be checking coolers. We do have the police at the event, and we do check coolers. Now, it's not like, we don't check every single cooler very hard, but
it's
we
not like
look
a TSA checkpoint that we have to
go
through.
You're not going to go through a bunch of stuff, but we will open your cooler, and if you have a bottle of Grey Goose in there, we're going to ask you to take it home. So
Please
just drink the beer that's at the event. It helps us to be able to continue to provide beer for the event
because
the truck that supplies it for us knows, how much to bring and that they will be welcomed and wanted and that people will be purchasing from them. And also it helps us to keep the event safe.
Absolutely. So, they want people to drink responsibly.
Exactly.
And just enjoy the time out for the 4th of July.
Exactly.
So, when does that start? When will they be starting where people are allowed to come in and do the jump houses and...
Around 3 o'clock we'll start. If you want to get there earlier, you can. If you want to come enjoy the park,
save your spot perhaps.
Exactly. Yeah, you can. You're welcome to come earlier if you'd like.
Great.
Around 3 o'clock is when we'll get things rolling with food trucks and Hero Party Rentals and the beer truck and all of that fun stuff.
Awesome.
At 5:30 we'll have our first band, Rick Kakuza. He's a one man band, so we're super excited for that. And then our second band, Front Page Blues Band, will play from 7 o'clock to 8:30. So we've got
Great.
Two awesome bands. They'll be at the Pavilion, which is right next to the artificial turf field that you mentioned.
Right
earlier.
By the artificial turf and right by the new playground equipment
yeah.
that was just recently installed. So.
Yeah, and it's inclusive equipment. So it's really cool.
Really, really fun. It's and I'm really sure that'll fun. Be a popular attraction as well on the 4th.
Yeah,
so,
it will.
Kind of shifting gears a little bit, we're going to shift over to our other guest, Marissa.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So you are new.
I am.
Not new to Prescott Valley, but new to the town of Prescott Valley as a...
Yes, actually new to Arizona. I moved here about a month ago for this awesome job in Parks and Recreation.
Which is?
I am the athletic coordinator, so I oversee our adult youth sports as well as field allocation. Help out with special events and other stuff we have going on, but primarily the athletics of the town are what I'm working on. That being said, we do have open gym going on,
okay.
10 to 2. It's over at East Campus, and it is free, and the air conditioning is on.
So let's
join us for that.
Let's take a step back. Where's the East Campus at? It's going to be over at... Do you know?
Yes, it is on Robert Road.
There you go.
Right before 89A. It is a beautiful gym that is just ready for basketball, volleyball, or whatever you want to do.
And the times again for that are going to be?
10 to 2.
10 to 2?
Yes.
On which days?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. And how much does it cost to get in?
Free. And it's air conditioned.
Absolutely free. And is it for certain ages? Or?
All ages. Kids under 8 do need to have an adult.
Okay.
You will have to sign in and sign out. But yeah, absolutely free, all ages. Come join the fun.
So how great is that? It's going to be 10 to 2 where you can just go... And play basketball, whatever.
Yeah, we have basketballs on deck. We have volleyballs. We have a few dodgeballs. Any sort of gym activity. I know there's some indoor soccer that's happening.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great gym. And like I said, air conditioned.
No, that is definitely huge. And that'll be going on through the summer, correct?
Yeah, through the end of July. Until the end of July. Right.
So, yes, that's awesome. Probably once school starts back up in August, there's not much of a demand for...
No, people have other stuff going on. They're playing their high school sports, middle school sports.
Sure.
But for now, it's a great way to spend the day.
No, that is absolutely awesome. So we got to definitely make sure people get going and get out there to do that. So what else? Tell us a little bit more about what you do as the athletic coordinator.
Well, so far, I came in at a pretty busy time launching summer. I've been helping out with the movies, and we had a great Father's Day car show over the weekend. But specifically to my position is I will work with the various groups to allocate fields. I know we have a large soccer community here in Prescott Valley. There's also some football. We have softball. So it's just a matter of getting in touch with all the different teams and representatives and making sure everybody has a spot where they need to be with lights if they need them.
Of course.
And accommodating all of our athletics.
And that's huge because a lot of people take that for granted, the parents of Little League parents or soccer or football, that they just expect the fields to basically run on their own and lights come on and do that. But there's actually
a person behind the curtain scheduling lights, making sure we don't have overlapping permits, making sure everybody gets their fair time, and just wanting to get the most use out of our fields that we can.
So if an organization wants to just like reserve a field, they go through you?
They would. They can contact Parks and Recreation, and they would ultimately get led to me. Our phone number is 928-759-3090. There are different rates for different groups and
sure.
different types of individuals, but we can go over all that and figure out what they need to do.
Awesome. And one of the things that we have that's different than Prescott when it comes to our fields is they're just open.
Right.
They're
yeah.
not locked. There's no, I mean, they have gates, but the gates don't have locks on them. So if people want to show up and, you know, have a bat and a ball and want to play, you know, catch with their kid,
more than welcome
they're able to do that.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. If there were any sort of not a conflict, but if there was somebody permitted to be there, sure, they might show their permit.
Absolutely.
But as long as that's not going on, yeah, you're open to use the fields, get a group together, play some kickball, whatever it might be that you're looking to do.
And they can absolutely do that for as long. It's basically like a first come, first serve, unless
absolutely
someone else has reserved the field.
Yep, exactly.
Which makes it amazing because people just enjoy going out and doing that. And I often hear how it's a little bit different than Prescott, where a family would want to go to a park, but they're not allowed out onto the baseball diamond or the soccer field because it's locked up, closed up, and it's not accessible.
No,
so
not the case here. We have open accessibility to the parks, and they're beautiful parks, too, especially this time of year.
We have great parks, and we talk about the playgrounds. And as I mentioned earlier with the four-year-old twins, I kind of am a playground connoisseur, to say, you know, where I've actually been to probably every playground in Prescott Valley, and we have our favorites.
Where would you say the best slide is?
Right now, I'd say the merry-go-round is going to be Mountain Valley Park.
Okay.
And then George Anderson is probably number one for slides,
good
I think.
Good to know. Good
yeah,
to know.
So that's exciting.
And yeah.
I'm sure my twins will say something different, but I'm thinking that's the one that brings the most enjoyment to them. So that is exciting. One more time, let's give the phone number. Can they reach you by email or anything like that, or is it mainly through a phone?
I would start with phone, 928-759-3090.
And they're going to ask for you, or they just what do they do?
Yeah, you can ask for Marissa specifically, or the front desk can also help you out. Cindy, Mary Lou, Kathy, whoever answers.
Absolutely.
Everybody's really knowledgeable. They'll do what they can, and if they can't figure it out, then ultimately it will get to me. But yeah, you can ask for me specifically.
Or they can stop by, right? They can just
come
by.
Yeah, come on in. We're on the third floor at Town Hall, 8 to 5, ready for anybody who wants to come on in.
No, that's awesome. So we're going to be just wrapping up. We're going to come back for a few more minutes. We'll talk a little bit more about Parks and Rec and what we have to offer. So right now we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
The world's oldest rodeo began in 1888 and is still going strong today. The 132nd annual event in Prescott, Arizona. This traditional rodeo is packed with action, history, memories from generations, and is sure to be another year of great excitement at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. Join us from July 1st through July 7th for world-class rodeo, as well as many family-friendly events taking place throughout the week. The support from the community is always terrific, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who support us year after year. Knackered Pepsi is proud to be a performance sponsor of the 2019 Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo. We have been refreshing Northern Arizona for over 75 years and love to support the Prescott community. Have a safe and happy 4th of July and enjoy the rodeo. Tickets and info are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or by calling 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're going to be finishing up today with a little bit about Parks and Rec. And one of the things I always talk about is if you want to talk to the mayor directly, you go on my Facebook page, Mayor Kel. You can like my page. It doesn't mean you like me. It just means you just want to know what's going on. So, but Parks and Rec also has a Facebook page as well.
Yes, we do.
And what else social media-wise?
We have Instagram. And that's about it right now. But there's also the town Facebook page.
Of course.
So if you missed ours, you can check out the town page.
Important. If someone just wants to reach out directly. Sometimes people just feel comfortable just going through Facebook or anything like that. So
yeah, for sure. We're always available. We love chatting with people, talking about parks, events, whatever. If you want to volunteer with us, if you'd be interested in being an instructor, we've got all the kinds of things we can talk about.
And I think that's huge because there are a lot of people that just want to be involved and they just want to be a part of just giving back to the community somehow, whether it's some sort of volunteer. And they don't have to volunteer 40 hours. They could just maybe do one day a week or something like that.
Or just one event a year.
Year as well.
However they want to do it, we'd be happy to have them.
So, and that's important, too. So if anyone's out there and they have like some sort of event they want to see go on in Prescott Valley and they feel really strongly about it, they can get together with some like-minded people and then come and present that to Parks and Rec and say, hey, this is really what we feel passionate about and we want to try and do this. And then you guys can give them some guidance, correct?
Definitely, yeah. We've had someone come in with a marathon idea that we are working diligently on getting going. So, yeah, we love that kind of stuff. Bring us your thoughts, bring us your plan, and let's make it happen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your time, and we'll see you next month. So next time we're going to have, I'm not quite sure who we're going to have, but enjoy your month, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.